The electric guitar is an instrument we commonly associate with defiance and revolution. As we look back at an era of rock and roll, we've come to know of popular guitar solos and riffs and legends like Jimi Hendrix and Angus Young. But where are the guitar heroes of today? Is the electric guitar an evolving instrument, and does it have a place in contemporary music? Joining us on the line to discuss this is Ken Murray, Senior Lecturer in Guitar at the Melbourne Conservatorium of Music and the University of Melbourne. Hello, Ken.
Hi, Joe.
Thanks so much for joining us. Who are some popular guitar heroes we look up to, and why is it we look up to them?
Well, I think there are so many, because really through much of the, you know, the last 100 years, the guitar's been at the forefront of all sort of popular music styles, from, you know, jazz and country music, blues, certainly many of the American styles, but then it, you know, rapidly became a global instrument, and this is something that started perhaps late 19th century. And I guess the folk revival and the sort of rock era of the 60s was a continuation of that. But of course, you know, it had a huge explosion of interest in the guitar in the 1960s, where, you know, rock and roll and rock music really dominated the airwaves. And of course, after that, the guitar solo became a thing to marvel at and that everyone wanted to play. So I suppose if you think of the classic rock era, you're thinking of the 60s and 70s and guitarists like Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, Jimi Hendrix. But I think it's seen in context, there's been so much change and so much, not just evolution, but the way the guitar's adapted to different circumstances, that it's hard to see it dying out now. There's lots of interesting musicians and adapting to new trends, new styles and ways of playing.
Yeah, that's very true. You mentioned guitar solos there and how they were sort of big in the 60s, 70s, 80s. And what about more towards today? Do you think solos are still a big thing?
It's good. I think they definitely are in certain areas of music, like, you know, sort of the metal genres, heavy metal and death metal and so on. Guitar solos are still really important. Jazz and jazz fusion perhaps other sort of styles. We think of, I don't know, flamenco and sort of flamenco instrumental music. Guitar solos are really important. If you're thinking of the top 40 or popular music that's in the charts, maybe not so much. But I think it's been for a little while that we haven't seen guitar solos really dominating that sort of music, the more sort of contemporary popular styles.
How about like famous guitar riffs, like, you know, Stairway to Heaven and things where you, if you walked into a guitar store, you'd see the people working there, slamming their head against the wall because they have to hear it for the 100th time that day.
Yeah.
Do we still have big riffs like that, or are they just, are they falling away? Are they more from...
That's a good question. I used to teach a lot in high schools, you know, you'd sort of become aware of all of the popular riffs through what the kids were playing or asking to play. And certain things would definitely come back, you know, something like, I don't know, maybe a Nirvana riff or, you know, Smoke on the Water for some reason would become popular again. Maybe it had been used in an ad or something. So there's definitely been a sense of a lot of the big classic riffs being recycled. Seven Nation Army is probably the closest thing in the 21st century to Smoke on the Water, a riff that pretty much anywhere in the world you can play it and people will know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, but there's also a change in that we don't have the same common range of popular music that we all listen to either anymore. So it's a little bit harder to define, you know, mainstream music and also mainstream guitar riffs. I'm not sure. I'm not teaching in high schools now, so I'm not attuned to what riffs are being passed around. But I'm sure there's still a fair bit of Metallica and Led Zeppelin and the like. And in some of my favourite current guitarists, even if you think of the band Haim or St. Vincent, wonderful guitar player, well, on the one hand, they're taking older traditions. They're paying homage to either ex-blues players or art rock musicians and still doing their own thing with it, and in many cases using a sort of the guitar as an instrument that can riff or it can transform sounds, and it can still really be a central part of their music.
Yeah. You mentioned Haim there, and you look back at names like Joan Jett in the past. Who are some more sort of inspirational female guitarists now?
Yeah, there's lots of them. I mean, whenever you make a list, someone sort of says, oh, you left out so-and-so, which is sort of inevitable. And I know I was watching some interviews with St. Vincent recently, and she's a fantastic musician and really interesting artist. And she gets sick of interviewers always saying to her, well, you know, you're part of this tradition of female guitarists, and then they list them, and she's like, well, you know, there's more to what I do. I'm not just defined by being a female guitarist. And, you know, she takes a lot of inspiration from David Byrne and David Bowie and people like that. But look, there certainly have been pioneers, sort of Nancy Wilson from Heart, and also Joan Jett, as you mentioned, Lita Ford, electric guitar. There have been many electric guitar soloists, female electric guitar soloists, and I think that, you know, there's a growing number perhaps today. And that Washington Post article that I was partly responding to in my article for The Conversation, they asked the question, where are the guitar heroes of today? You know, sort of asking who are the role models for the people who are going to buy guitars, be the next generation. And I think it seems really healthy that there's an increasing number of great female electric guitar role models.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Finally, I just wanted to ask you about effects that get used on guitars.
Yep.
Do you ever see it evolving to too much that it doesn't even sound like a guitar anymore?
Well, I think we've already seen that.
Yeah.
You know, I think, guitar is interesting. The whole industry around the guitar, the making of the instruments and the effects, I think, has influenced music in general. You know, many effects that were designed for guitars get used on other instruments or even on voices. And I mentioned earlier that sort of idea of the guitar adapting as an instrument. I think through the use of electronics and effects, it certainly can sound like many other things. And that's part of the attraction of the electric guitar. I mean, if you think of the early electric guitarists, even the rock and roll era, like Chuck Berry, how different that sound was to even how Eric Clapton was playing with Cream in the late 60s, a really sustained soloistic style, still based on the blues, but sounds totally different. And then you jump forward to, well, even simultaneously, Jimi Hendrix using the wah-wah pedal. And then what happens in progressive rock with guys like Robert Fripp and Adrian Belew in the late 70s and into the 80s, they do amazing things that don't sound anything like a guitar used to sound. So that's a sort of well-established tradition, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Ken, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for chatting to us today.
Yeah, pleasure, Joel.
It's very interesting. That was Ken Murray, Senior Lecturer in Guitar at the Melbourne Conservatorium of Music at the University of Melbourne, discussing the electric guitar and its evolving role.